Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for
Issues of Today.
Coming to you live. Here he is,
your host, Taj Longino.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? How y'all doing out there? I want to thank everyone for listening live and joining us tonight on Issues of Today Talk Radio. And then, you know, it's your host, the new voice of the people, Taj Longino, and my co-host, Jackie. As we come to y'all every week, Monday through Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time from Indianapolis, Indiana. What's up, Jackie?
What's up, Taj? Hey, everybody.
Yeah, hey, y'all. Tonight's going to be on. Hope y'all ain't missing the show tonight. I hope you're tuning in because this is going to be on tonight. This has never been done in the history of radio. Has the host let the callers and the listeners ask the host anything they wanted to ask him? Anything. Get one-on-one with me, ask me personal stuff, business stuff. You know, if you want to know about me, if you're trying to figure out who I really am, this is the night for it. This ain't never been done before, all right? You don't want to miss out on this. Yeah, I'm waiting for this. This is going to be – I was going to do this a while back, but I wasn't ready to, you know, let everybody inside, you know, let everybody, you know, get one-on-one personal with me. But tonight, yeah, we can get it on. So definitely call in whenever you want, 347-326-9697, and get one-on-one with the host, the new voice of the people, all right? You already know what time it is, y'all, man. We're going through the song of the day, and we're going to start it out with Kanye West, Through the Wire, right here on Issues of Today, Talk Radio.
Yo, G, they can't stop me from rapping, can they, ha? I spit it through the wire, man. Too much stuff on my heart right now, man. I gladly risk it all right now. It's a life or death situation, man. Y'all don't really understand how I feel right now, man. It's your boy Kanye Titter. Shutdown, what's going on? Yeah, I drink a boost for breakfast, an inch for dessert. Somebody order pancakes, I just dip the scissor. That right there could drive a sane man bizzard. Not to worry, Mr. Ace to the Izzles back to Wizard.
How do you console my mom?
Or give a light support, telling her son's on life support. And just imagine how my girl feel on the plane, scared as hell that I got look like Emmett Till. She was with me before the deal, she been trying to be mine. She a Delta, so she been throwing that dynasty sign. No use me trying to be lying, I've been trying to be signed. Trying to be a millionaire, how I used two lifelines. In the same hospital with Biggie Smalls died. The doctor said I had blood clots, but I ain't Jamaican, man. Story on MTV, and I ain't trying to make a band. I swear this right here, history in the making, man.
I really apologize to everyone right now. If it's unclear,
y'all ain't issues up today, talk radio. You want to walk the host. 347-326-9697.
I looked in the mirror, half of my jaw was in the back of my mouth.
Yeah, it's on radio.
I'm here for y'all right now, man. This is what I got to say right here, dog.
Yeah. Turn me up, yeah. What if somebody from the shadow was ill? Got a deal on the hottest rap label of Brown. But he wasn't talking about coke and birds, it was more like spoken words. Except he's really putting it down. And he explained the story about how blacks came from glory and what we need to do in a game. Good tool, bad night, right place, wrong time. In the blink of an eye, his whole life changed. If you could feel how my face felt, you would know how Mace felt. Thank God I ain't too cool for the safe belt. I swear to God, driver 212. I got a lawyer for the case to keep us in my safe. My dogs couldn't tell if I looked like Tom Cruise on Vanilla Sky. It was televised. It's been an accident like Geico. They thought I was burned up like Pepsi did Michael. I must got an angel, cause look how death missed his ass. Unbreakable, what you thought they call me, Mr. Glass? Look back on my life like the ghost of Christmas past. Toys R Us where I used to spend that Christmas cash. And I still won't grow up, I'm a grown ass kid. Swear I should be locked up for stupid shit that I did. But I'm a champion, so I turn tragedy to triumph. Make music that's fire, spit my soul through the wire.
You know what I'm saying? When the doctor told me I was gonna have to have a plate in my chin, I said, dog, did you realize I'll never make it on a plane now? It's bad enough I got all this jewelry on. can't be serious, man.
That gets the move right there, Kanye West through the wire. Welcome back to Issues of Today Talk Radio with the co-host, Jackie, and the host, new voice of the people, Taj Longino. Now, tonight, I don't know if y'all just tuned in, but if you're just listening in, tonight is all about the host. We're going to be talking about me, my life, who am I, where I'm from, what's up. If you got anything you want to ask me, you want to get one-on-one personal with the host, nope, it's never been done. Never been done. History of Talk Radio, where you let callers and guests get one-on-one with the host and find out about them. All right? Never been done. Don't miss out. Call into the show. Ask me whatever you want to ask me. I'm keeping it real, 100 all day. And this is a chance. This is not, we're relaxing today. We're gonna have a good time tonight, So don't miss out on tonight's show. If you do, trust me when I tell you, you're gonna regret it. Jackie.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they want to know about me.
What they want to know about T.L.
What they want to know about me? Well, let me give them a little brief rundown. Born in 1979. And born in Atlanta, Georgia, Fulton County College Park. All right, off Old Natty Highway. If you don't know what Old Natty Highway is, it's Old National Highway, 285. Off Grill Road. Live right around the corner from Luke. Y'all may not believe, but I ain't got a lot of y'all. I know where I'm from, right? spent 10 moons there. If you don't understand what that means, I'm speaking a little lingo right now. It's 10 years. Spent 10 years there, and then move up. Me and my mother, my father, my sister, we all moved to Indianapolis, where my mother's from. And, I've been here for the rest of, majority of the rest of my life. I haven't lived anywhere else. Really, right now, my goal is to be in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm a summertime dude. Fall, spring, winter, none of that is, I don't like none of it. I like summer, period. That's it.
Okay.
Clear, blue skies, palm trees, nice weather, windows down, top down, walk around in shorts all day, relaxing. I don't want to be all bundled up. I don't like bundles. I don't like to be relaxed. Cool. So that's what ultimate goal is. I've been up here, graduated 1997 from Lawrence Central High School.
LC.
Ain't nothing to be bragging about.
Hey, hold on. I graduated from LC. Watch yourself.
Tell you what, LC was fun. It was cool. But. It was LC. Leave it at that. Anybody who listens in knows they from NAP. They know high schools. They know LC and Anyway, moving on. Bells in Middle School at Lawrence Central High School, and I did the college thing. I really ain't. School was never really one of the things I wanted to pursue after high school. I was so glad to get out of high school. I ain't want to see another book. I'm gonna make it. Bill Gates and them didn't finish college. Master P didn't finish college. Jay-Z didn't even go to college. And these guys are worth hundreds of millions of dollars, billions of dollars. And I truly feel that if you got the ambition and drive, you can be whatever you want to be. And college ain't gonna make or break that. There's always room for somebody else to make some money. I know we're in a recession and close to a Great Depression, but money's still moving out here. So that's it. That's a little brief. I'm gonna give y'all a little bit something more. But anything anybody else wanna know, you call into the show. Don't sit there and listen to me at your computer. Because I know everybody out there got a question. Who is this? Where is he from? Why what made him want to do this show? What kind of woman does he like? What kind of things has he done in the past? Is he a criminal? And all that kind of old stuff. When you look on TV every day, that's what you do. You don't know about half these people's past until they come out and do something wrong. So I'm giving you an opportunity, the chance of a lifetime. Find out for yourself. Ask me. Ain't gonna lie to you. Gonna tell you nothing but the truth. Now, if I don't answer some of your questions, don't be mad. Every question they meant to be answered, but majority of them, 99% of them, I'm going to answer. All right, so then I'm calling to the show, 347-326-9697. I'm going to tell y'all something else, too. We get a lot of support from this show. Show's been growing ever since February. But for those people who like to, what's that word, Jackie? Player hate.
That would be it, player hate.
Yeah, player hate on the show.
They hate or hate. Drink they hate or hate.
Yeah, you know, don't want to listen to the show, you know, don't want to support the show. I just got a few things to say to y'all type of individuals. Hear me now, hear me later, but you're going to have to hear me. So you see me on, you hear me on Blog Talk, you might think this is just a little hobby, just doing this for fun. But don't be surprised when you see me 12 months later and you hear me on the radio show on a real FM station. Or you might see me on TV and be blown away because I told you this wasn't no game. A lot of people had their own agendas for using this service to get a message out to the people. And I'm doing the same, but my goal is different. My goal is to take this to the masses. So for y'all who, you know, turn your nose to the issues of today, or you know, you come into the chat room and cut out on, I'm not worried about you. I need y'all type of people. I'd rather you talk bad about me than talk good, because that's going to travel fast. It's going to make more people want to be interested in and see what's going on. So, with that, Jackie, I'm great. Let the world know about something. Because they probably been trying to. I'm about to let the world know something. For those who don't know, Jackie is actually my cousin.
Oh, man, you had to put it out there.
Hey, we had to put it out there. This is keeping it real Wednesday right now. We just gonna keep it real, you know. I put a blast out for a female co-host, and my cousin stepped up to the plate, wanted to do it. So this is what it is. It's my first cousin bloodline. So this is what's up. Jackie is my co-host. Is my family. Is my cousin. So that's what it is. All right.
Bye.
I lost my train of business. But, Jackie, you know, what do you think these people want to know about me?
Well, tell them a little bit about your record label and stuff.
Ah, yeah, you know, we did the music thing for a minute. I started out, I've been writing songs since I was 14 years old. And, you know, with that, you know, when I was 17, I graduated from high school, started working at at Lowe's, you know, like Menards, Lowe's. I worked at Lowe's and I was a cashier. And I didn't know anything about writing a song, didn't know understand formatting, bars, hooks, none of that. I just knew I just wrote lyrics. I just knew I could just write, had a thing for writing, gift for writing. So I ran into an individual by the name of Tony Harvey. And at the time, he was G&T Productions. All right, and we met when he came up to me. I asked him, I said, hey, man, you know anybody that, you know, do music? He said, I do music. I just moved here from Chicago. I said, all right, well, you know, I'm trying to get into the studio, so I'll see what I can, you know, let me see what I can do. So we exchanged numbers. I went over there, and we got to working on the first song called Midnight Meet, which was a song about it was more like a sexual song, like, you know, we're going to set up a meeting. You know how people had their own little phrases for what they're going to do with a female or whatever. Well, I called it a midnight meeting back then. So then we worked on that song. That song turned out it was all right. But then we got to my first hit record, as I like to call it. It was called It's a Player's World. And that was the name of my first album, 13 songs. It's a Player's World.
I think you ought to go on and play that for them one day, because I love that song.
You know, the sad part about that is I actually tried to get that worked out tonight, but for some reason, Blog Talk would not allow me to upload that song. They said I played it on the show a show a while ago, and I deleted it so I can make room for other songs, and I guess it never registered with them because it still shows it's on there, and I was not able to upload it, and I wanted to play it, so not going to be able to hear it tonight, which is an awful thing, but, you know, so it's all good. So we got Players World was actually played on the local, on the 96.3 radio station here, and you know, it got some great feedback. So I released that, I think, in 2000.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 13 tracks. It's a Players World. I used to go up and down. I used to leave early in the morning to go to my job, and before I go to my job, I used to go up and put up posters myself. I didn't have a team. I didn't have nobody helping me. It was all me. I went out there and promoted the posters. I went from city to city trying to sell this, you know, selling CDs and all that. Did the whole, you know, grind. And that first album did all right, but it didn't do what I wanted it to do. So I took a little break. You know what I mean? Took a little break, tried to figure out another strategy. So came out 3 years later, had the, I came out with a new name, actually. That's another thing I did. Came out and next thing, the name was Showtime. Came out with Showtime. And then, you know, the second runner-up, the album was called The Next Legend. Since it had like 3 years, I took off to come back hard. And I felt that I came back with some quality work. And I was hustling that CD, doing the same thing, promoting, hitting the DJs, trying to get into the clubs, the whole shebang. But, you know, due to some things that happened in my personal life at the time, I wasn't able to maintain that push. You know, I had airplay out there in L.A. and over there, you know, real hard on the internet, and just never got able, I never was able to get over the hump due to certain things that happened. So after that, I got a bit discouraged. And the rest you're going to find out right after we play this next song.
Okay.
And right now we're going to go to another song. This is a DOC old school rap. DOC, Mr. Farmer. We'll be right back on Issues of Today, Talk Radio.
High energy, full with the wisdom, sense of a rich man, knowledge and the rhythm. This is what I'm using to come up with a style, so I'll interact altogether better with the crowd. Nervous for a second and the record starts spinning, and I fall into the state of mind of what I've just created. Pumping like the doctor, beating to the RE suckers, ready to leap up on the tip when we made it. Created so I'll never be regarded as a regular, more than just a little bit better than my competitor. You should never underestimate the fashion. I hope for the stage whether I'm cooling or thrashing. Cracking the concoction created by me. When read, you read D equals the D-O to the C. Knowledge and the talent that my mother had born. Now her equals an artist that won't be worn. What is that, Dre?
It's the formula.
But those who want to comprehend will again be in the midst of the brother. Unlike another in any way, cause Trey don't play, say what the other say. Originality is a must whenever I bust. The funky composition is crushed, and I trust that you know it when you hear a funky record with potential. Be getting hyped with Trey rocking the instrumental. Nothing like what you've heard before and more. Never let see, I don't fess. I mean, I'm like fresh if not the freshest. When I'm expressing my thoughts on, finally you can help but listen up and get caught on. Because I cook when I pick up a pen, and beginning to end, it's dope. That's because I want to win. Knowledge and the talent that my mother had born to her equals a top. What is it, Dre?
Yo, man, that's the formula.
Making each record that I do better than the last one. Take a little time, choose the topic and drop it, release it to science. I'm making dope beats with rhythmic American poetry. Shift at the stations, now many people know of me. I'm the D into the O and the O into the C and the C into the period. Suckers are fearing this when under dope style calculated by the great. Waiting take just a second to get caught up in my record. New but not a kid to be warned. If something's getting torn up, then I'm doing the terror, not being torn. Shaping up to be one of the top vocalists, lyricists, and when you hear it, this shit, you choke on this. Knowledge and the talent,
makes it valid for me to get it patent. Trey, tell them what I'm rapping.
The formula.
Welcome back, y'all. That was DOC with The Formula, and that was one of my favorite tracks back in the day. I sent out a major blast today for this particular show. Because a lot of people always ask me questions about who I am and, you know, where I come from, and, you know. And so I put this together strictly for this. I'll be entertaining. Thought it'd be fun. And, not getting the response that I wanted. So definitely I'm going to have a few choice words tomorrow, last day of our show this week, and before we go back to one day a week. All right, but anyway, back to the show at hand. People want to know about me, so let me finish off where I left off. Before the song was played, and that's my music career. So in 2003, I came out with the Next Legend project, and sold that did not continue. They didn't get me over the hump due to some things that happened. So I took a break from that. So that was a music career. After that, I came back to it a couple of years later with a mixtape, and more things happened. And just kept on. Pushing me further and further back, so I just left it alone. So, we want to welcome the work-life coach in the chat room. Appreciate her, for stopping by. Anybody got a question for the new voice of the people, definitely call in 347-326-9697 and get one-on-one with the host. It's never been done before, and it's your opportunity to ask me whatever you want to ask me. I know I get some people who listen to me every night, some who know me, some who don't. It's your opportunity to find out for yourself exactly who I am and what I'm about and whatever it is you want to know. So Jackie Jack.
Yes, sir.
What else you think these people want to know? Since, somebody calling in, we can just go ahead and just give them some. What else you think they want to know about the new voices of people?
Well, let's see. I would think everybody might want to know, what type of woman are you interested in? And do you ever think you're going to get married?
Yeah. That's one of the questions I was waiting for. I knew somebody's going to get me. All right. Let me answer the last question first. Yes, I do think I'm going to get married. When do I think I'm going to get married? I think I'm going to be older.
Mm-hmm.
Type of woman I want is somebody who knows how to take care of their man. I mean, knows how to take care of him. When he's down, when he's up, when he's sick, when he's well, when when he's in a bad mood, in a good mood, when he's broke, when he's rich, knows how to take care and handle her man. Okay, I want somebody who knows how to dress, who keeps herself up. I don't want anybody who smokes. I don't want somebody who's an excessive drinker. Okay. Nobody who is loud, ghetto, rude, disrespectful. I like respectable women. I like the ones who's somewhat educated. And I don't want no airheads. If I gotta tell you every step of the way, then I don't know what to tell you, but I ain't gonna be the one to tell you. I want a woman who actually, you know, loves God, you know, and actually wants to go to church, actually wants to go spiritually, is self-motivated, okay, who loves kids, who's family-oriented, who understands self-improvement. You know, a woman who knows that, you know how the phrase goes, I got your back. Well, I got a phrase too, and it's called, if you got your back, I got your shoulder.
Right.
You know,
right.
So I want a woman who knows that. I want a woman who knows what's wrong with me before I even say it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want a woman who can just look at me when I come home and just say, okay, you had a bad day. And know what to do, which that comes with time. But I want a woman who's respectful to me and to my family. I want a woman who's supportive of everything that I do. Not necessarily, I ain't saying you got to be the cheerleader or wave the flag, but you're a supporter of what I want. You know, work life coach told me that's called a psychic. Nah, but I just want somebody who knows, of course, knows how to cook, knows how to clean, okay? I don't want no party girl. You know, I don't want that. I want somebody who knows how to go to work and come home. Or unless you, if you're out, I want a woman who understands GFB, God, family, business. I guess that's the best way to sum it up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right.
You know, and I'm willing, everything that I'm naming is the same things that I'm going to give.
Right.
You know, so that's, I hope I summed it up. If I need to, you know, go into more detail, you know. But
I think that pretty much sums it up. That's the deepest it's going to get unless they're trying to get at you. And then y'all also have to understand now that the cat is out of the bag, I am his cousin. I don't take no mess. Believe that. Now, we will protect each other. Believe that.
Definitely. That's what our family is all about, protection. So, I mean, straight up and down, you cross this family, I don't know what to tell you. But, you know, that's what kind of lady the new voice of the people wants, and I definitely need. And hopefully I will get married. In some aspects, I don't think I will be married because I think it takes somebody unique to deal with me. But I don't ask for much. I don't need much. I'm a simple brother. If you want to know what type of man I am, I'm simple. I love just doing basic things. Like, besides, I love to travel, but I like going to the movies. I'm a movie freak. I love going to the movies, and I'm good sitting at home. I don't have to go out every weekend and do all unnecessary things. I'm simple. I come home at night and go out and do something, you know, dancing. We can movie, bowling, pool, or travel. I'm simple. So that's me. You know, but I'm always going to try new stuff. So, you know, anybody else, you know, get in one-on-one. This is your opportunity. Okay, work-life coach wants to know about my passion for doing this talk show. All right, yeah, good question. All right, she's in the chat room right now. Appreciate that question, work-life coach. Now, let me tell you about my passion for the show. First of all, let me tell you why I started this show. I love entertainment. When I was a kid, all I did was clown. Me and my sister used to act out scenes in movies. Matter of fact, I still do. You know, I love music. I love movies. I love acting. I love being in front of the camera. I love being on the microphone, whatever. I just love it, period. I get a rush. And when, you know, I've tried all these things. I'm all in the acting. And the city that we live in ain't for entertainment. So I'm in the wrong town for what I want to do. But I did the modeling, the acting, did the rapping, and now, you know, talk show, it seems like it fits me. I think I'm where I'm supposed to be. So my passion for this was I have a unique opinion. I have a unique opinion, and I believe that I think totally different than the average person. And I say that because when I'm at work or I'm out just having a conversation with people, they call me crazy. they call me crazy. So it's like I know that I think different than the average Joe. So personally, I said, let me create, my business partner who runs the Hype magazine, a local hip-hop publication here, told me about Blog Talk. He said, this is where you can do your show. I came up with the name. Me and a friend of mine at work came up with the name, Issues of Today Talk Radio. Okay, I came up with the concept. I wanted to talk about everything. I didn't want to leave nothing out. And I said, I want to make a difference with this show. You know, and I said, I know exactly how to do it. I know exactly how I'm going to talk about everything. I'm not going to leave nothing out. And I'm definitely going to change lives. I want to definitely do something good and positive. You don't always have to have a lot of money to do something positive. So when I get on this show and I do this every night for free, when I could be asleep or doing anything else, I like to know that people are listening. I like to know that people are appreciating the show, they like the show, and the fact that, you know, they get something from it. If one person gets something from it, then I'm cool. I know I'm doing the right thing. And the work life coach wants to know, why do I think I haven't been successful doing this? Because honestly, I don't know. I've been trying to figure out why haven't I excelled in this since February. I mean, it's just our first year, but I'm first year since February, and I'm over 60 shows deep, 60 shows recorded, and we still going. Okay. But I'm not able to get out here and promote all the time because of my work schedule and because, you know, the schedule I have with my kids. So it limits me. However, I do send an email blast over 300 people. I hit all my Blog Talk friends, and sometimes I don't know where the disconnection is, but I'm not worried about it because I know as long as I touch one person, I've done my job. So I hope that answers the question, Work Life Coach. All right. So, y'all definitely, man, call into the show and find out from the host, you know, talk to the host and ask me anything you want. 347-326-9697. Want to welcome Russ to the show. All right. Nikki to the show and also CN City to the show. All right, you're on live with Issues of the Day Talk Radio. What's your question or comment?
My comment is, this is Reno Ice, and I want to say,
what up, Reno?
I'm doing all right. I want to say I hope you're doing all right. I'm doing it big now. I don't have my show in Indianapolis no more. I'm going on the road telling jokes. No, tomorrow I'll be in Chicago and jokes and notes on the south side of Chicago. So if anybody in Chi-Town on the internet, Reno Hype will be blazing the mic at Jokes and Notes tomorrow with Tony Schofield. That's the plug.
That's what's up, Reno. Appreciate you calling in, bro.
Reno Hype.
Yeah, I saw your MySpace, Jackie.
Yes, sir.
With that badonka dunk hanging out.
Watch yourself. Everybody don't know what I look like.
That's why I sent you that message. I'm trying to get to know that. You know what I mean? I'm sorry. I think I can handle that badonka dunk dunk.
See. She's so silly.
Is that your daughter?
But, Reno.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this, you know, the show tonight is strictly about, you know, getting one-on-one with the host and asking the host anything. You know, the callers want to ask, anything they want to ask, whatever they want to know about me, how I feel, how I think, or where I've been, where I'm from, whatever. So, you got anything you want to ask me for the world to know? Reno.
Yeah, I hear you.
Is there anything
I
you want to ask?
I'm thinking about what I want to ask you because give me a hot 30 seconds. I'm going to think of two hot questions to ask you. And I'm going to see you answer anything.
I'll answer to anything.
Anything. Okay. Hold on. Give me 30 seconds. I got to think. I'm going to think to myself out loud. Hold on a second.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Do-do-do-do-do.
That's Reno Nightblaze himself. Yeah, he's a comedian here out in Louisiana. What's up, Reno? What you want to ask?
Have you ever in your life thought to yourself, I wish my body looked like that when you saw another man? Have you ever been jealous of another man's body? Like, man, I wish my body looked like that, man.
I've never been jealous of another man, but I have thought that I wanted my body to be more defined and muscular, and I want a six-pack, 12-pack, six-pack, whatever. So I guess the answer to your question is no.
Yeah, that's a good. Okay, all right. I got one more. Hold on.
Calling to the show, ladies and gentlemen, 347-326-9697. What's up, Reno? What's your action?
Okay, I got one more question.
All right.
Are you sure? Yeah.
I hate the fact that I'm going to say this, but yes, go ahead and shoot.
If you found out last year on Halloween when you were taking your son trick-or-treating that me and a certain part of your family gave me a trick and some treat, would you be mad at me?
Yeah. Hold on. Ask that question again.
If I told you that somebody in your family wanted some Reno hype last Halloween and I decided to give it to them, would you be mad at me?
Reno.
I'm not going to tell you which one it is, but you do say auntie.
Auntie?
I was just playing.
Oh. And we're going to be the new voice of people no more. Who's going to get real?
No, honestly, I just got a question. What are you going to do about the internet show that you was doing when you was on the computer? You know, you got some MySpace stuff. I was wondering when you going to do some more things like that, because you had talked about enhancing the show. So I do want to know what is the direction you're going now since you don't have the camera stuff.
Well, you know, MySpace took my page down.
What?
I put one back up.
To what?
And I haven't really done anything with it because I was kind of upset the fact that I had almost 4,000 friends on MySpace. I was, you know, promoting real hard, and all the work that I did, you know, was pretty much for nothing because it took my page down. So pretty much I don't really utilize MySpace like I used to. I got a Black Planet page, and I still promote on Blog Talk real heavy, and I got an email list that's over 200 people long. I'm still trying to grow that. The direction the show's going is we're headed to FM radio. Right now, I'm working on getting on 96.3 FM radio, interactive hip hop and R&B here in Indianapolis, Indiana. And I got to put together something for them. And I'm definitely also trying to get on television. Working on those two things like right now, like real heavy, real hard. So within these next 12 months, you're going to see this show probably be removed from Blog Talk and actually transition to a nationwide audience.
I think I'm just hot. I hope it happens. Now, you know, if you do become a little bit bigger, and I get big, you have to start paying me to call, man. I'm
going to take you
a
call.
I'm going to spot for free. I'm just saying, I'm keeping it 100. You know what I mean? Because, like, right now, you probably got, I ain't going to say how many numbers people listen, but I'm calling in. I'm being cool. I'm being faithful. But I'm out here trying to blaze these sets up with Reno Hype. I can't be calling in being a superstar and you ain't, you know, sending me no coffee or nothing. Because I remember last time you came over here, I think I fed you, nigga. I'm sorry, Dan. I'm sorry.
See, there you go.
I wasn't supposed to say that out loud. I apologize. All
right. Yeah, you did. Ladies and gentlemen, right now, who you just heard was the Reno Hype. We also had the Reno Hype show here in Indianapolis, Indiana. He stopped that show to go on the road and promote and do his thing. So definitely support the Reno Hype. Go to Reno Hype. What is Reno Hype? .com?
Yeah, tomorrow I'm going to be in Chicago. I'm going to be doing Jokes and Notes. The next Thursday I'm going to be in Snickers in Fort Wayne. Then after that I'm going to be in Ohio doing Funny Bone in Kentucky after that. So I'm out here trying to do my thug business.
That's what's up, man. I appreciate you calling in, brother. You know,
you're welcome, because I didn't forget, but I got your text. I'm here to call you because I just got done selling my last sack of weed, so I said, I might well go ahead and see what tires you're doing. You know what I mean?
Well, hey, I want to thank you, brother, but anybody else who's got a question for the new voice of TV, that's what this show was all about, and for everybody to get personal and one-on-one with me and ask me anything they want to know about me. So definitely ask me anything you want. So call into the show, just like the Reno Hype did, and ask me whatever you want, 347-326-9697. Appreciate it, Reno, brother. I'm going to holler at you, bro.
I'm going. See you later, Jack.
What's up, Reno? Bye-bye.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to email you, too. You know what I mean? Okay.
No, you're not. Goodbye. Hey, you're on live with Issues of the Day Talk Radio. What's your question for the host?
Hello?
Oh,
shit. Hello? Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's...
You gone. I don't know what's going on with that. But anyway.
With that.
Yeah. Let me try them again. Let's see what's going on right here. Are you back on, brother? How can I... Hey, what's your question for the host?
Oh, I'm in?
Yeah, you in.
Oh, so, yeah, but I got to ask you a serious question.
All right.
You ever seen donkey semen?
Goodbye.
Wow.
A big bitchy fact.
We ain't had one of them in a long time.
Yeah, we got these mentally disturbed people calling to the show asking crazy questions.
That's
this
why they always say no to drugs. Sex and alcohol.
I'm not even answering that. And I have a question. Somebody asked me another question in the chat room, and they want to know why African-American men are afraid of marriage. All right. A word for you. I'm going to answer that question. That's the person who's asking that in the chat room. And why I believe African-American men are afraid of marriage? Well, a lot of reasons. I think men, African-American men, are kind of disappointed in themselves and how they've been, you know, how they've been carrying themselves, how they've been treating their family, their kids, their wife. You know, they've been, you know, in and out of jail. They haven't measured up to what they expected out of themselves. So I think that's another reason why, that's one of the reasons why African-American men are afraid of marriage. Another reason why African-American men are afraid of marriage is because it's hard to trust African American women these days, and with people, you know, people not respecting marriage anymore, and people not respecting relationships anymore, and honestly, with people not knowing what they want, it makes it kind of hard for relationships to be successful. So after somebody has had a failed relationship after a failed relationship, because they might keep running to the wrong person, or you know, other issues might have happened in the relationship or the marriage. Then eventually, you know, people are going to start backing up for marriage. Okay, that's my view on that. Another reason, this might sound stupid, but I actually know people who actually feel like this. Brothers are intimidated by women who make more money than them. So they rather have a woman that they can boss around, you know, or... be the man in the house and take care of the house. So if they can't locate that, well, you know, they're around it. And two, I think a lot more people want to be single these days. I don't think people really want to settle down as much as they did in the past. But people running around here, with a lot of stuff that's going on these days, I see more and more people running from marriage and running from relationships and running to them. But where it comes to a halt is when you start to get old, and you're the old person in the club now. You know, you 30, 35, still going to the club trying to figure out who's going to go home with you. I think people start to get a little more serious as old as they get. I think it's taking people a lot longer to accept marriage, accept a real relationship than it has in the past. I think people are just actually enjoying being free by themselves. So a word for you. Hope I answered your question. That's my vision, my thoughts, my opinion on that. Okay. Anybody else got another question for me? Ask or call into the show, 347-326-9697. Just had the Reno real hype on the line, and we just had another strange caller call in with something stupid about a donkey. So, we get them kind of people every now and then. But anybody want to know anything else? You know, Jackie, what's something else you think that people want to know about me?
Well, you've never really been descriptive about yourself. I mean, I know you have your picture, you know, on there, but we just see you sit down. We don't know how tall you are, you know, what size shoe you wear. I'm sure some of the women might be interested in all that, you know. What's your favorite sports car? What do you plan on driving one day?
Oh, man, my sports car, you know, that picture that y'all see on me, I'm actually sitting on the couch just chilling. I'll probably take a picture of myself, have a nice fresh cut. I'm about 6 feet tall, maybe about 170. I've always been a skinny dude. Very deep voice, as you can tell. My favorite kind of ride, I love cars, man. I love cars. I think my favorite SUV is the Navigator. I think it has more style than the Escalade. My favorite sedan, that's a tough one. Right now, my favorite sedan is the 300C Hemi. That's a sexy ride right there. That's my favorite. Now, my favorite coupe. Favorite coupe would have to be the Aston Martin. Aston Martin. You know, anybody got money, know who the Aston Martin is. So, that's about it. Really, that's what I like. Anything else, Jackie? Anybody else in the chat room, what y'all want to know about the host?
See, I know everything, so it's hard for me to ask these questions.
Well, act like
maybe
you don't
they
know.
Need to ask me. Look, maybe they need to ask me what I know. Maybe they should do that. I'm just kidding. I don't want to answer no questions. let's see. What else would they want to know?
Yeah, somebody should listen.
Since I personally know your dad, tell us, what degree black belt do you happen to be?
I started out doing karate, I think at 7. I did all the way up to 13. I started getting into girls, so it wasn't working for me. You know, karate kicking in the air, wasn't doing it no more. So, it was a little over, and I started getting distracted, so it was like it was over. So I think I ended up getting to a green belt, because it goes white, yellow. The belts go white belt, yellow belt, green belt, brown belt, black belt. So I ended up at the green. I never finished. Didn't get a chance. Didn't finish that one because, got into other things. So, But let's see. Let me throw some stuff out there for the people. Let's go politics. All right. What I think about Obama and McCain. I think McCain's stupid. I think Bush is stupid. I think anybody who can mess up a country the way they have, I'm not gonna say the rest, but they just need to be removed from office. I'm gonna put it like that. Obama is the future. Obama is the truth. And I truly feel that we definitely have to work hard at getting this country back on track before it really turned ugly real quick. How I feel about family, I believe family is the most important thing. I truly feel a person who, a man who won't kill or die for his family is not a man. You know, your family should be so secure with you in there that, you know, they won't fear anything because they know you're going to protect them. I think family is the most important thing. I think, you know, you take care of your house. I have two wonderful parents, and they taught me on how to take care of the household. So I'm 110% family man. Go work, come home, take care of the house. Then I'm going to do what I got to do. All right. Sports. My favorite sports team of all time, Chicago Bulls. Michael Jordan there. I grew up watching my 1984 all the way up until he retired two times. You know, so that was my favorite all-around team. My favorite football team has always been the Indianapolis Colts. I've been riding them for years since the days of Eric Dickerson and Jim Charge, and now they finally got a Super Bowl ring. So that's one of my favorite teams. I love watching sports. I love action movies. Love action movies. Love comedy. Love suspense. I don't like boring love tales. That stuff will put me to sleep. So, for all the ladies, I don't like that kind of stuff. I don't like watching the kind of movies. I like action. I like stuff to keep my attention. I love R&B music. But I'm first and foremost, a huge fan of hip-hop. Grew up on that, too. Grew up on the Spice Ones, N.W.A.'s, Eazy-E's, the D.O.C.'s, LL Cool J's, the D-Nice's, and all them guys. I grew up on hip-hop. That's first and foremost. I also like true love for R&B, real love music. I just have to be playing now to my real love song. I'm talking about a love song so off the chain, man. All your girlfriend got to do is listen to it. All you got to do is turn it on, and she's turned on. I like gospel music, definitely, and smooth jazz and reggae. So, yeah.
I got another question for you.
What up?
This is kind of going to be for the ladies, but it's for you.
Mm-hmm.
Weave or no weave?
Ooh, weave or no weave? Ooh, you got to get me in trouble. Get me in trouble. Okay, yeah, you went there on me. Okay. I prefer no weave.
And I'll tell you later why I asked that question. It's only because I'm in a beauty supply house.
Okay. I prefer no weave. I prefer no weave. It's nothing like natural. I don't like fake titties. I don't like fake booties. I don't like fake anything. Natural. Be happy with what God gave you and work with it. Now, there's nothing wrong with weave as long as it looks right. But I prefer you go to the beauty salon and get that natural hair done. So, natural. But if you got a weave, nothing wrong with that. Just as long as it looks nice. Just don't have it thrown off.
As long as it's decent.
Right. I don't. Wigs, man, man, no. But
now, hold on. Let me tell you about the wig. They have some beautiful wigs.
No wigs.
They don't look like weeds. They even have weeds now that have listen, Todd. Let me hook you up to the 2008. They have weeds that have a scalp. You don't want to hear that?
No.
You don't want to hear that at all?
No weeds. Oh, you can shine that up all you want. But,
well, I'm rocking one right now, and I think it's rather sexy.
You know what? Okay. No wigs. If it's a weave, better be presentable. I like a natural woman. Ain't nothing more beautiful than a natural woman. And I don't like somebody who got to pack all three layers of lipstick, makeup on, and all that. Not natural. Give me natural.
Yeah.
All right. If you have makeup, that's fine, but not as long as it's like, I mean, if it takes you a half hour to put makeup on, it's too much damn makeup. Okay? If you got a shellac, if you got a shellac makeup on, then something's wrong. Mama always says, if she can't fit the comb, don't bring her home. All right? So, if you got makeup, cool, but as long as it ain't too much. You'll still have that natural beauty about yourself. That's how I feel. Anything else?
I'm trying to think. Like I said, it's hard for me to ask these questions because I pretty much.
I appreciate everybody who's in the chat room asking me questions because I cannot believe that people have the audacity not to have called in tonight. They better be at home right now. They better be at the hospital on their deathbed.
They say like somebody even participating.
Yeah. This is something that you don't, another host not really, might not give you the opportunity to do this. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
What you want to ask, Jackie? For them.
I was thinking back in the days in College Park. See, everyone has to know that I used to live with Taj. And I was thinking back in the days in College Park. Vegetables.
Yeah, I don't like vegetables.
No vegetables.
No vegetables.
Well, explain to us why, Taj, you don't like vegetables.
I don't like vegetables. I mean, hey. I was forced to eat green beans, corn, and all the other stuff. Like I'm glad you brought that up because I'm great shock everybody. I'm gonna tell you what I don't like. Okay, I don't like eggs. I don't like grits. I don't like ham. I don't like bologna. I don't like stuffing. I don't like cheesecake. I don't like what's that stuff you make? Like Thanksgiving dinner, the only thing I need for Thanksgiving dinner is turkey, gravy, and what's that other? Cranberry sauce. It's all I need. All the other stuff, I can do without all that. Ugh, can't stand it. Can't stand grit. I can't stand none of that stuff, man. Name some more foods. I'll tell you. I'll run them down for you. I don't like homemade pancakes. I'm not getting my pancakes. I like them from Bob Evans. I love hot dogs. I love burgers. When you bring Taj, when you bring the new voice to people to a barbecue, only thing you need to have for me
is a hamburger.
Hot dogs and some hamburgers. You got to have hamburgers for me at a barbecue.
Because he's not going to eat anything
up. You know,
look, you hear me?
Straight
I'm cutting you off because it's not going to work because you're not even going to eat the hot dog. He needs a hamburger made just right with barbecue sauce.
For real, all day, all day. For real, all day because I'm a very, 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 very picky eater. For real, I'm a very picky eater, and I don't like iced tea. I don't. What else do I don't eat? Man, that's a gang. I can tell you a gang. I love seafood. Seafood is my favorite food. Fish, love it. Spaghetti, love it. No, I love seafood and stuff like that. But all the other stuff, man, if a woman cooks for me, she's happy because she ain't got to do much.
She don't have to cook nothing at all. When we were growing up, Taj, remember, we used to eat hamburgers with dinner rolls and lima beans.
Yeah, all right. And we only got a few minutes left, and I hope everybody got an idea about me and who I am, what kind of person I am, and so forth. And I appreciate, do I like soul food? A word for one, do I like soul food? Yeah, depending on what it is. No iced tea. Hate it. For real, I'm very picky. But I love everybody. Appreciate everybody in the chat room for hanging out with me. Really, really appreciate it. You know how much I really appreciate that. Appreciate Reno Heights for hanging out with me. Definitely everybody for listening live. Even though you might have not called in, still appreciate you for listening. No big deal. Definitely tune in tomorrow night, our last night for doing 4-day-a-week shows. We're going to go down to 1-day-a-week start next week. Like pork chops too, Russ. hang out with us tomorrow night. Continue to support the show. Please add this, do this. Go on there and rate the show, comment on the show, and add your name to the email list, all right? Appreciate it. Great, get out of here, everybody. Hope y'all had a good time. I had a good time. And like I always say, my favorite phrase, love each other as you expect to be loved. Good night, and God bless.
Good night, everybody.
Talk to y'all tomorrow.
God bless.